Many of those who led those first demonstrations last summer on the streets of Minneapolis after George Floyd was murdered were young people in their teens and early 20s. Hundreds of high school students in Minnesota held a walkout this week to protest the death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was shot and killed after authorities say an officer mistook her taser for a gun during a traffic stop. And now they're processing what this verdict means for the larger calls for police accountability. Joining us now is one of the organizers of that event, Jerome Treadwell, a junior at Highland Park Senior High School in St. Paul, Minnesota, as well as 18-year-old Isis Brown, a senior at St. Louis Park High School in Minneapolis. Welcome to you both.
Honored to be here.
Glad to be here as well.
Jerome, I'll start with you. This is actually the first high-profile trial of this kind that you've watched from the beginning to the end. What was your state of mind as the verdict came in?
It was a disproportionate of emotions, I can tell you this, because you see something like this happen and you're like surprised in a sense, and you're also like hopeful for the future, but you can't be blinded by a slight victory when we still have individuals like Dante Wright and Breonna Taylor and those who still need justice served, right? So this is just one milestone to embarking the new journey of freedom and liberty and compassion for all. So if I was to kind of explain my emotions at that moment, you know, I was almost numb. I was almost unable to articulate my emotions because I was feeling so many different things, right? From happiness to fear, mm-hmm. to hope.
Isis, what about you? What questions or feelings were you weighing within yourself after the verdict was announced?
I was honestly shocked. I felt like some justice had been served, but I mean, I feel like justice will never fully be served to him because at the end of the day, he is gone and, you know, he's dead. Yeah, I felt shocked and a little hopeful as well that, like, in the future that this incident will make it easier for others to receive justice from police brutality and other things.
Well, both of you all are activists. We're right in the middle of what many are calling a major step towards police reform. I'm wondering about the kinds of conversations you all have been having with your parents and peers. Jerome, you mentioned that your mother didn't want you to go out yesterday. The same for you, Isis. Your mother's been feeling on edge because you all actually live very close to George Floyd Square. What are the kinds of conversations, I'll start with you, Isis, that you've been having with your parents about all of this?
Well, when it first happened, I found out from social media and I had to let my mom know because I realized that it was so close to us. She was in shock. And from there on, like, she went into safety mode where, like, she was like, okay, like, you guys can't go anywhere. And then when the rioting and protesting started, she actually sent us to my stepmom's house because she wanted us to be in a safer environment, and she went to my grandma's. And then with the trial going on, she's been on edge as well. Like, I haven't been able to go out the house since, like, Sunday. And then even yesterday when the verdict came through, she was still, like, on edge because she doesn't know, like, you know, what happens next. I was telling her, like, I don't think anything is going to go bad today. Like, I'm sure we're okay. And she's still like, no, like, you should stay home.
Yeah, what a year it's been for both of you, for all of us, for the country. But I'm thinking about what it's like to be a parent of a teenager who wants to be active in this movement at this time. There's still a lot of fear around it. I mean, Jerome, you helped start the group Minnesota Teen Activists. And as I mentioned, you all had a walkout on Monday to protest the death of Dante Wright. You've mentioned this is just the beginning. There are still so many other cases that are ongoing right now. Do you feel as a young person that your voice is being heard in this movement?
I definitely believe that youth voice is being amplified. I'm almost certain that it's never been handed to us. It isn't handed to us now, but we've had the courage and the compassion and the passion to amplify our voice. And, you know, it's unfortunate that this is the way that youth's voice has to be amplified, through trauma, through terrible experiences. And sometimes it's not just making a statement on social media through a hashtag or another post, but it's literally doing action. So this Minnesota statewide walkout was definitely an action to everything that we felt, to everything that we hope for the future. And just all of Minnesota realized that youth are having a silent cry, and this is our statement that we can make, not to defy class, not to defy policy, not to defy the school, but to show and demonstrate in our best ability as youth that enough is enough, and we're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Have you thought about ISIS, your mom's fears? I'm thinking more deeply about why she doesn't want you to go out, what her experiences have been. Has she talked to you about that?
I've always wanted to like go out and protest, like even when I was younger, and go out and do what I can. She's always like been kind of pushing towards no to it because she wants me to stay protected. I have had that conversation with her, like, why won't you let me go? And she's just like, well, you are a Black female, and I don't want you going out there and getting arrested or getting hurt in any way. She's like, I'd rather know that you're safe here with me.
Do you understand where she's coming from?
Yes and no. I'm 18 now, and my thing is, like, next year I'll be going off to college. And, like, things like this will happen, you know, wherever I go or wherever I am. And, I mean, she won't always be able to protect me. So I understand because she's a parent, but at the same time, I hope that she can see my side and eventually let me do those things.
Yeah, I was definitely having that feeling as well. Like yesterday when I got the call from WCCO to be on site, and at 3:30 was when the jury was going to, you know, release the verdict, and they wanted me to come down, and I was like talking to my mom and my grandma. At first, they didn't know that the verdict was at 3:30, and then I was like, should I tell them? Because, you know, I got to go down there. Nope. So they wanted to call the reporter and check in and see all this stuff, like, how can it be safe? And it's definitely out of love. It's definitely out of, I have a Black son, right? It's definitely out of, we don't know what the outcome could be. But I told them, if I die or if I get hurt, it's because I'm doing a good fight. It's because I'm doing it for the right purposes, right? I'm a religious person. I'm a Christian. I feel as though God has my back wherever I go. I do understand, and I'm not sure if I would want my 16, 17, 18-year-old son going out there and risking things for the media or risking things for, you know, a protest. But at the same sense, I believe that it's necessary, right?
Yeah. You both expressed that you're feeling shock, numbness, but hope. Hope was in both of your answers when I asked you, you know, what thoughts are going through your head right now. Tell me what that hope looks like in the form of your action moving forward. What's next? I'll start with you, Isis.
This is at least my first time ever seeing any court trial having to do with a police officer and a Black man going in the Black man's favor. I've always thought that, like, police officers always thought that they can do whatever they want, however they want, and get away with whatever they want simply because, like, they'd never get in trouble for their actions, or like their peers have never gotten in trouble for their actions. And for Derek Chauvin to be held responsible for his actions, that just goes to show, like, other police officers, like, you can't always do whatever you want, however you want. You will be held accountable for your actions from now on.
What about you, Jerome?
I believe that many Black people are tired. You know, we don't have a lot of support. The government's not always on our side. So I believe that hope looks like us continuing to fight for justice. There's no end to this until there's reformation.
What are the kind of conversations that you're having with your friends about this and police interactions? I'll start with you, Jerome.
I'm actually the St. Paul youth president for the National African American Association for Colored People. And we are starting off our youth branch and giving a platform for youth to be able to have conversations, and within those conversations begins community. Community is the biggest thing to unity. And unity is the biggest thing for hope, for a future, for equality. So having those conversations with my peers, especially knowing the inspiration that I can give and the resources that I can give, has been an awesome experience and definitely a calling.
Yeah, so I'm not doing as much as Jerome, but when things happen, I post them on my social medias, and, like, I've had friends or people that follow me swipe up and ask questions or share their concerns or, like, how they're feeling on it. But yeah, I'm definitely not doing as much as Jerome.
Man, but that's good, though. Like, you know, it starts somewhere. Like, not everybody is set up in a position in life where they can dive right into it, but it takes people like you who can at least sow a seed into somebody's life, and it's the biggest key for success, right? Creating something, conversations, creating relationships that start now as high schoolers and continue on to college and beyond, that is the revolution. That is the people. That is community. So you're doing an amazing job, and I'd love to work with you and collab and, you know, have some fun.
Thank you.
Oh, you all are wonderful. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much, Jerome, and thank you so much, Isis, for taking the time to talk with us.
Of course. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you all.
Jerome Treadwell is a junior in high school in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Isis Brown is a high school senior in Minneapolis.